Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Buttoning up for winter. We do it around the house to conserve heat and energy, and bees do it too to survive the winter. They first reduce their hive numbers from about 60,000 to 30,000.
They are conserving resources. It's getting colder. They have to consider how they're going to ration the honey to make it through the next 4 months until there's more light, there's more sunlight, and there's more pollen coming in.
And the colony as a whole rejects the larger male drones that require more honey. The female worker bees keep the male drones out.
You can actually see the guard bees evicting them very kindly but forcefully with their forelegs at the entrance of the hive.
Kindly indeed, but they have a limited resource of honey to keep the colony going through the winter, and they cluster.
Bees have the ability to thermoregulate. They're going to keep that cluster at approximately 92 to 94 degrees. And one of the notes that I wrote to everyone was to just make sure that there's plenty of nectar and capped honey in the hive because that's their fuel. That's what they're going to need to keep that cluster at 92 degrees.
State apiarist Tammy Horan says interest in beekeeping is on the rise. More on that in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
How was your chicken tonight?
It's excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Settles family from Owensboro, Kentucky.
We produce poultry for families all over the state.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. If you're buying a chicken that came from our farm, you're getting an excellent quality product. Some of the best you'll find in the case.
A lot of your local restaurants feature our poultry products. We are a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with state apiarist Tammy Horn with advice for beekeepers preparing hives for winter. And she says combining hives for better survival chances is a common practice.
Many people don't want to go out and count 30,000 bees in their hives. So we use the image of a really large basketball. If that hive is less than that, they may want to combine that with a stronger one.
This Saturday in Springfield, there's a beginner's training on tap, and she feels off-season is a very good time to explore and learn before investing. We'll have a website later for other opportunities. Preparing for winter, she says beekeepers need to keep mice out of the hive with entrance excluders.
Those mice will move in. You'll have a whole family that will live peacefully with the bees through the wintertime until you go in February. And then you find an entire nest and the wax has been eaten and the honey has been eaten. And so they can make a real mess.
More educational opportunities online at ksbbeekeeping.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.